بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي مسعود عقبة بن عمرو الأنصاري البدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: لما نزلت آية الصدقة كنا نحمل على ظهورنا، فجاء رجل فتصدق بشيء كثير فقالوا مراء، وجاء رجل آخر فتصدق بصاع فقالوا إن الله لغني عن صاع هذا، فنزلت الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم سخر الله منهم ولهم عذاب أليم. متفق عليه. The narrator of this hadith is a Sahabi, Uqba bin Amr al-Ansari al-Badri. He was a Badri Sahabi. He was also a Sahabi who took part in the oath of allegiance in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Aqaba, in Mina. He formed part of the contingent of 72 Sahaba who had come from Madinah Munawwara. He lived in the area after the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lived close to Badr and he took part in the Battle of Badr. So he's a Badri Sahabi. From him, approximately 102 ahadith are narrated. Of these 102 ahadith, in Bukhari and Muslim, 7 are found. In Bukhari Sharif only, there's 1. And in Muslim Sharif, there is 9. He passed away in the 41st year of the Hijrah. He narrates and he says that when the verse encouraging sadaqah, that is spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, charity, the verse of the Quran that is referred to here, according to ulama kiram, is a verse that is found in Surah Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts us, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, that take from their wealth, sadaqah, charity, by which we will purify their wealth. And their own purification will take place, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for them, for those who will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this ayat was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the sahaba ikram and he began encouraging them to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at this word sadaqah, it comes from the word sidq, sad, dal and qaf, which means to be truthful. Ulama ikram explain what is the connection between truthfulness and sadaqah and charity. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran with regards to wealth that the nature of man is such, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا, that your love for wealth is excessive. Human beings by nature are avaricious, they are greedy, they are desirous of wealth. So with sadaqah, with charity, we are proving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our love for Allah is greater than the love that we have for our wealth. That is why one sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that, Ya Rasulullah, I find in my heart there is no desire to give my life or to die. I fear death. Now what is death? Ulama say, Maut is jisrun yusilul habib ilal habib. Death is a bridge which connects the lover with his beloved. Death is a bridge which connects the lover with his beloved. The more a person makes the amal of akhirat, the more a person perseveres on deen and develops the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the less will be the attachment of this dunya and the more the desire for akhirat. So sadaqah is a proof, it is a test. The more one will give, the more one will spend, the more the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be developed. So when the sahabi came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I find that there's no desire for maut, no desire for death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you have wealth? He said, yes. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give it away. Give your wealth away and this will create the shock to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sadaqah, ulama say, the reason why the sadaqah charity is called sadaqah is that it proves that one's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. One's iman in akhirat is true. So we find that this is an amal by which we will develop the love of Allah. This is an amal by which we will purify our iman. This is an amal by which the truthfulness of akhirat will be established in our hearts, the more we will give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted the sahaba ikram that spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately Uqba bin Amr al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, kunna nuhamilu ala dhuhurina, that we carried loads on our backs. We carried loads on our backs in order to earn some wealth which we could spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously the financial level of everyone is not the same. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes an exhortation that, listen, spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has revealed, Allah has commanded us in the Quran. Another point which is very important for us to understand is that sahaba were not like you and I. When you and I are confronted by, you know what, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that your clothing should be above your ankle, should not be below your ankle. Straight away what we'll work out is that, why did he say that? Maybe in certain circumstances, okay, all right, in namaz I'll lift my clothing above my ankle, outside namaz I'll do something else. They were not like that. To the letter, they obeyed the command of Allah and they obeyed the behest or the injunction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the night, the verse in Surah Ahzab is revealed, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the women to cover themselves. There was one sahabiya, she had not heard about the verse. So the next morning when she comes, this incident is mentioned in Hayat al-Sahaba, Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. The next morning when she comes for Fajr Salah, she finds that all the women are fully clad in black and everyone is covered. She's shocked. She says, what happened to you people? Why? What has caused you people to cover yourselves like this? So they said that the verse of the Quran was revealed, and this verse was mentioned in front of her. The verse probably referred to is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses, I'm digressing, but this is very, very important, because nowadays we have this attitude or this mindset about women covering themselves. A lot of people feel that it's not necessary. And why it's not necessary? We tend to explain away our behavior. What we say? We say that, you know what, my heart is clean. My heart is clean. My heart is pure. I don't have any evil intentions about my sister-in-law or somebody else, whoever it is, who we are coming into contact with, regular, my secretary or some staff, etc. Allah Ta'ala referring to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mothers. Quran declares the level of their taqwa, the level of their piety. These were not women that randomly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married. So he mentioned the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every nikah I made was a command from Allah that marry a particular woman. These were women that were selected and chosen by Allah for the nikah of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And referring to them, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. That, O wives of the Prophet, there are no women like you. Lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. In other words, Quran is placing the stamp that the highest level of taqwa, the highest level of purity, the highest level of chastity will be found in the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are no women like them. And yet, directly Allah Ta'ala addresses the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what does Allah say? وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. That when the believers ask you, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for anything, let them ask you from behind a veil. فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ. And the next verse is even more important, because this answers the so-called logical argument that my heart is clean. Where Allah Ta'ala says, this command I am giving, that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they ask for anything, should be asked from behind a veil. This is for the purity of your heart and their heart also. Allah says, to keep their hearts pure also. This is why I am commanding. Who? The most pious women of this ummah. And who, on the other hand, the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they are addressing the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their mothers, Allah Ta'ala says, address them min wara'i hijab, from behind a veil, because in this is the purity of their hearts. This is then, 14 centuries ago. Are our hearts more pure now? But nevertheless, coming back to this incident, this, she finds that everyone has covered themselves. So what does she do? She sends a youngster to a house to fetch a chadar, a cloak, so that she may cover herself. Then she covers herself and comes home. Her husband addresses her and he says to her that the ayat was just revealed. You did not have knowledge of it. You could have come yourself and then covered yourself. What was her answer? And this is the important thing. She said, how can I take one step in the disobedience of Allah. Al-Quran has come down. Allah's hukam has come down. Allah's order has come down. How can I take one step when I'm disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Khamar, liquor. We know if a person is in the habit of drinking, how difficult it is to give it up. When the ayat prohibiting liquor is revealed, we find many, many incidents are mentioned about Sahaba Ikram. Some of them, the goblet had reached the lips and they heard the verse of the Quran. Some of them were trading in it. That goblet that had reached the lips was thrown away. Whatever they had stored away was destroyed. Those who were trading in it destroyed all their goods to such an extent that the streets of Medina flowed with liquor. Why? The command prohibiting liquor had been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the jazba and zeal by which they would practice upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah.